Go.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, a podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
I'm currently the CEO and co-founder of Skylines One. We're a software house focusing on cloud-first, cutting-edge technology, where we solve real problems for the business.
Awesome, awesome. What is your name?
Sorry?
What is your name?
My name is Alex Smidler.
Perfect, Alex. Awesome. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
Well, having a chance to be at the forefront of cutting edge technology and really developing the software that I always dreamed about and solving the problems of other people in their businesses to make a real impact, that's all I need to do. And that's awesome. What I really, really burn to do.
Awesome, awesome. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that testimonials and reviews are becoming more critical now, especially video ones. Your thoughts?
Well, testimonials and reviews are just there at the top notch of what you can have if you want to present your business. People want to know that you know what you're talking about, and they want to be safe that you can deliver the product and that you do what you say you would be doing. And that's why testimonials are the number one thing that you want to have in your presentation when you go out to those customers and want to get those sales in.
Perfect. For absolutely, testimonials are really crucial. Question number four, what advice do you share of other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Well, certainly it's all about user experience. Now, I have a decade of experience at Apple, and the one thing that Steve always said, it's all about the experience. And you really want to make 100% sure that when you develop a piece of software, an application, be it desktop or a mobile app, whatever it's going to be, you need to make sure that your customer is at the forefront, and it needs to be 100% intuitive, and you want to make very, very sure that everything is well thought out and there's no like crazy error messages coming up, and you can just have a smooth flow to guide your customer from A to Z right through the software that you're developing. And that's really what we stand for at Skylines One.
Perfect, perfect there. So what are some things that people do when they're like building this software, they're thinking about software? What are some things that people miss on user experience?
Well, with user experience, you can do like so many things wrong. I don't even know where to start. Like, first of all, when you're greeted at the login screen and you have to type your email address, but it could be so much easier when you just continue with Google or continue with Apple or with Facebook or whatever you're familiar with, and you have a one-tap login rather than having to type an email address and registering yourself for the app. That's already where the first fails happen. And then from there, it just continues on. You have a long load time for a picture. You need to ask for too much from the user before you deliver on what you say the app would deliver. Maybe you're asking for information you don't really need, and you should be asking that later on in the process. These are the things that are really going wrong with the user experience.
Perfect. Love that there. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Yeah, that's funny. This one I really had to think about for quite a while. So it's really hard. There's like so many really great leaders out there, but there's one person that I really like to highlight. I've worked with him for like multiple months right now. And he's our CTO in Skylines One. His name is Lars Artmann. And he's probably the youngest CTO in the world because the kid is only 17. He started his first company with 15. He wanted to actually start it with 14, but he wasn't allowed to technically, theoretically because he wasn't 18, and practically because his dad didn't allow it. So he's actually developing himself into being one of the country's leading cloud technology engineers. And even with my decade's experience at Apple, I can still learn the one or other thing from him. And the main lesson that I learned from him is really that he's questioning anything that's not the best sort of solution and the best software out there. Because the second best really is usually just, you can put it right down the drain. Right. So you always need to be at the forefront with the technology, and that's what he's really standing for. So I'd really recommend you check him out and see what he has to say about development and software and cloud first.
I will check him out there. So let's get to number six. This is the most important question of the podcast, Alex. I need you to focus on this one. Okay. Hey, Alex, tell me about your first time. Your first sale.
Ooh, my first sale. Well, that is tough. It's probably I shouldn't be saying this, 10, 20 years ago. I was probably selling hardware and code when I was in school, and that was one of my first sales that I really did. I think that any sale you do, it becomes more high stakes as you go down the road. You might sell a piece of website for some $50 in school time, and that is a high stakes sale for you. Later on, you make deals in the 5 or 6 digit, 7 digit, wherever you are really in your business experience. And the high stakes sale always remains the same. You're asking for it. You're like, it's the same for me as it is for you doing a sale. I'm just all pumped up. I want the answer. I go for it. And I actually get some vibrating fingers as well every time I have a high stakes sale. And yeah, this is the journey, right? This is what we burn for and what I love doing. So yeah.
Love it. Love it there. Alex, you now have 2 minutes and 15 seconds left. Promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go.
Absolutely. So the one question I have about you is, what made you start this podcast?
I told my coach I've always wanted to do a podcast. She said, great. Your first guest is scheduled in 24 hours.
That is crazy. I love it.
And 900-ish episodes later, here I am.
900-ish episodes later. Awesome. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
I did another podcast for 500 episodes, but I decided to stop that one. So I still count it. I still count them. So 900-ish.
Okay. Yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
You do have 1 minute, 28 seconds left. Would you like some promo time?
Yeah, absolutely. So at Skylines One, we're looking at cloud first software development. We actually solve problems that you may be having, and they can be ranging from your carrier integration with e-commerce or your robotics sort of integration that goes hardware to software to a watch that you want to connect over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. So as you can hear, we're always cutting edge with the technology, and we focus on software, but we can integrate with hardware. So if you have a project that really wants to work Google Cloud, cloud first, cutting edge sort of thing, then here's the address. It's skylines1.com. Reach out to us.
Perfect. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it.
Skylines1.com.
In the description. It's magic. Alex, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Very good.
And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. Now, talk to you later. Bye.